the most memorable English learning experience, I think, is the practicing the solo verse competition in my secondary school, because I join almost every year, and then the teacher who practiced with me is not a Hong Kong people. I remember that in secondary 2, I have an Indian teacher, but I can communicate well with her, but I understand that the accent and also when I speak to her is a slightly different with American or British, but I learned well. And until secondary 5, I also joined another competition, and also being practiced with Philippine teachers, and he teach me well. And I think it's great to communicate with the foreign people, that can boost up my English proficiency. Yes.
What about reading? Some memorable reading experiences in English?
Reading. Personally, I don't think I love reading much, but starting from secondary 4, because I take an elective that is literature in English that require a lot of reading. Then I read a novel that need me to study 3 years, that is called Lord of the Flies by William Golding. And then this is a very nice book that I learned many vocabularies in books, and then also learned many concepts. And I do recommend this book to many of my family members and friends, because it delivered a good message to people.
And you also have studied Japanese.
Yes.
And you received an A for your final result.
Yes.
In secondary school. So you are proficient in many languages. So you're also studying BA in languages as well, in English. So what do you want to do with all your language skills?
I think our program offers us many courses to analyze different languages. Like, we need to take a linguistic, grammar, and study all kinds of languages. Maybe for linguistic, you study the syntax or the history of languages, not only talking about English, but English is the major part. And then throughout those courses, now I'm year 2 students. After taking those courses, I think language is much more interesting, and then have many, many areas that I can investigate.
So I know it's still a few years to go, but what eventually do you want to do?
Actually, when I was small, I wanted to become a flight attendant, because I can speak many languages and travel to many places. And then I admitted that I'm a passionate person and love to talk a lot, and love languages as well. But now I'm gonna do, I think I would, I think I might get another PDG after my graduation. I want to become a teacher, because I love to, because being a personal tutor for many students, I'm willing to use my time to organize my lesson. I mean, mainly in English, help my student to improve their English proficiency. And then, so I think I might become a teacher.
So, what do you think sparked your interest in learning so many languages and actually enjoying it?
Enjoying?
What makes language so attractive to you? And can you think what started your interest in language?
I don't know, because starting from very small, I love to talk, I love solo verse and singing. Also, I think all this is talking about languages, no matter Putonghua or Cantonese or English or other languages. I just think that every language have their own uniqueness, and I don't know where the motivation or come from, but I am willing to use my lifetime to investigate it. Yeah.